As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
All right, guys, we decided for this week's edition of What the Football to get smart, because quite honestly, how many guys can we have sit in the guest chair? We decided to have Jamie Erdahl come in, and we thought we would raise the football intellect here in the studio. We are thrilled that you came here, and after Good Morning Football, the fact that you're doing the double whammy is pretty impressive. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I can't believe I'm on your text list to invite me, and I appreciate it, and this is an easy ask to fulfill.
Well, thank you for coming. Hope it won't be the last time.
No, absolutely not. I can't wait. It's like when you fill in for Rich, I would happily sit in your chair if you ever need to take off. I will come and hang, okay?
Done. Done and done. And I try to push Rich out of the chair as frequently as possible.
Great.
So if some days I'm there, it could just be that I've tied him up and left him in the closet. And
that's no one easier for
my
me today.
My client has admitted nothing.
A whole other conversation and maybe a different podcast.
And to any
I get
law
myself.
Enforcement that are listening, my client just admitted nothing whatsoever.
I didn't say that I tied my husband up and put him in a closet. That's another podcast. And it could be a different rating on it, too. But Amy said that she's tired of us bleeping out the fucks. So, by the way, Smitch, if you're home, don't bleep those out anymore. Westwood One prefers them. So that's how we're going to start this podcast. Also, there's a fruit fly, which Rich knows drives me insane. But all right. Hi, everybody. Let's talk about the Bills. And let's talk about Sean McDermott. Because my favorite part of this weekend of them decimating the Lions was Sean McDermott afterwards saying, "We did all this with barely a practice." I thought that is like the craziest thing a coach can possibly say. Yes, that they rolled over the Lions. Yes, Josh Allen is unquestionably the MVP leading candidate right now. But when a coach says, "Yeah, what a great week, and we did this without a practice, we just zoomed in because of the inclement weather," perhaps not the right message to send to your guys heading into the rest of the season.
Man, yes, I agree with you, because now it's like, well, what about next week? Don't we just get to run that back again? Do we ever need to practice again through the end of time? I also felt like, to me, that implied that there may have been some, like, something going on up here with the Bills, and that if you have to force them on the field to practice for hours on end, like, are they too much in their head? Are they spending too much time together? We all know what it feels like to spend too much time with our coworkers towards the end of the season. Sometimes you want to kill each other. And I wonder if Sean McDermott just had that in him. Like, I have an awareness for this. Last week wasn't great. Let's just kind of have some separation, and maybe the space is what was needed.
See, that never occurred to me, because looking at it from the perspective of someone who is in the organization, you're looking at, are the roads closed? Even if they're not closed, can you drive safely? And I do understand some of them were closed and there were transportation issues. It wouldn't have occurred to me that there would have been something sort of schematic involved. I would have been the one looking at road conditions, looking whether it was safe for players to come in and deciding whether or not you wanted other people to come in. Because when you have a practice, it's not just the players. You need your video guys. You need your equipment guys. You need the whole organization. Can you get them all in?
Right.
I love that you thought that, because I know. Of course, from a president's perspective of a team, you're worried about the personnel on the road. We're sitting here talking about the chemistry and is this a bad message? But it never occurred to me, Amy, about that many more people that would come in to get the Bills team up and running at practices.
Well, can they get there? And is it safe for them to get there? And a practice isn't just players and coaches. The entire equipment staff, the training staff, the video staff, the food staff, the catering staff. Yeah, you've got hundreds of people involved in a practice.
That's so crazy. This is why I would like to have Amy here.
I know.
You know, and then I was laughing because I was just thinking.
I thought she'd just like me to Because I said fuck a lot.
Well, there's that too. And you like dogs and donuts. But Don, do you have the Bills schedule? I want to throw it up there only because it seems to me that they're playing the Patriots, I think.
Jets, Pats, or something like that.
I mean, they're playing the Patriots two times in the next couple of weeks. So maybe those are the Zoom calls. Maybe those are the Zoom
seriously,
practices.
They were practicing the technology.
So depressing.
It is, someone said that on our show today. There it is. Pats, Jets, Pats. Yeah. Someone said that on our show today that it was like they earned the, what they just went through, the Niners, the Rams, the Lions, like they earned the back end of the schedule. That is a brutal stretch. And to start it with the Chiefs and then go into a bye. So just the right side of the screen right there in the middle part of that burger is really, really ruthless. But you also don't want it to be that much of a cruise control because you don't want them to go into the playoffs and feel like we've just kind of cakewalked for the last 3 weeks.
Well, and the other
but
thing,
that's tricky.
The NFL made an affirmative decision a few years ago or a number of years ago to start back ending schedules with divisional rivals because they thought, wow, that's going to be really, really exciting because the playoffs are going to come down to these last divisional games. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in Buffalo, not so much.
Right.
Because New England and the New York Jets are not vying for the division. So what was set up to be exciting, exciting viewing in this instance really isn't.
I know. I never thought of it that way. I thought it was just more logistical. Now brain's going logistical. But it's they probably thought when they did it a couple years back, the Pats were, Belichick was still there. And I don't, maybe the Bills weren't doing what they're doing yet. But yeah, it is really tricky. I always think about when I was in high school, my high school football team won a state championship one year. And they had lost it the year before because they had a ton of good players and they always sat them in the fourth quarter because they were beating everybody in the regular season. Then when they got to the state title game, they got the pants beat off them because they actually had to play for four full quarters. Not playing a formidable divisional opponent in the back end of the season to me is very nerve-wracking because if guys aren't playing, if they're loafing around or not playing or dressing at all, like you have to make sure that things stay sharp the way that they did over the last couple of weeks.
And you know, say it, Aime.
No, I was going to say, and I will add, divisional games are always tough.
That's
so
true.
Even though I was rather dismissive because we see the Patriots record, we see the Jets record.
Yeah.
Divisional rivals always want to knock off divisional
rivals.
You know, there were years we weren't going to be in the playoffs, but going in and we beat Kansas City in Kansas City the final week. Mm-hmm. And it just, you want to beat your divisional rivals.
And I would go so far as to say that those make me feel like it could be a trap game because you just never know when someone's going to rise to the occasion to beat a divisional rival.
Right, because it's Rodgers and it's Drake Mays playing really well too. So whatever we just saw from the Jets last week is not the Jets team we had seen the first couple of months. So maybe the Jets are nice and pissed off and they want to take down their AFC East champion.
I mean, as a kid who grew up in New England, I always dreaded Bills and Jets because those divisional games. And again, as a reporter, you look for the trap games because you love a trap game thinking, oh God, I'll get on a lot more. This is going to be a lot more interesting. But yeah, I kind of feel like,
I'll get on a lot more. Gosh, that's so true.
When we
beat Sweeties,
like you're just hoping for storylines.
So you guys are looking out for your careers. And when we
self-absorbed, Aime.
No. I'm just saying this is the difference in our personalities. You were so driven on behaving appropriately and how am I going to use this best for my career? When we went into Kansas City that final week of the season, we weren't going to the playoffs, but we beat them. I left the stadium and I'm walking past the locker room through the tunnel area and I was singing, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. And Willie Brown put his hand on me and said, you know, when Willie Brown has to, that was like the second time in my career Willie Brown had to tell me, you know, take it down a notch. But I did. I walked out singing, oh, what a beautiful morning.
Now I want to think about who was the player in my history that said take it down a notch. And there were several. So now I'm going to think about that for the next time we're on if I don't think of it sooner because that's kind of hysterical. Let's talk Josh Allen because, and I'll give credit where credit's due. This is the Buffalo Bills SI page, and I hate it when people act like they came up with the stat themselves. All right, so Josh Allen, over the last 2 weeks, 704 passing yards, 151 rushing yards, 5 passing touchdowns, 5 rushing touchdowns, 0 turnovers. And this is what I would say in watching him. There is this crazy look in his eyes where he looks like a kid out there playing backyard football, where he is the happiest human being in the world. What is he? He's like 6'5", 237.
He's a big dude.
He's a beast.
Yep.
And obviously the conversation yet again is that he's unquestionably the MVP. How are you feeling about him and how are you discussing this on game and Good Morning Football?
The last number was the most important one to me. 0 turnovers. The thing we've always said about him is how reckless he can be and it's no fun in watching him play that way because of his size and because of his arm. If he's just, you know, every 12th throw, he's coughing the ball up. And if you're just going to throw a moon ball to some guy and it's going to go into the hands of a defender or get knocked down, what's the point? And if you can run your pants off in a game, it doesn't matter if you're just going to have it be strip sack from behind. Like it, the teams just weren't quite right in years past. I don't know what was going on, you know, within the wide receiver room and whoever was there. It doesn't matter anymore. This team obviously is the one that works for the Bills. And to me, the biggest thing is the zero turnovers. I don't know what changed, but it's protect the ball.
Protect the ball.
But it's not out of a stress. He doesn't look stressed. It's like he looks like he's playing with joy. So it's not like he's trying to not throw.
He doesn't throw
turnovers. He's just taking care of it.
And my only reference to protect the ball is just don't turn it over. Start with that.
Yeah.
Don't turn it over. Yeah. So I agree. It's a big deal.
Yeah. I will say this, though, and I'll push back about what you just said a second ago. You said it doesn't matter. It does. Chemistry is everything with a team. And let's face it, there's a lot less drama in that locker room. We see it through their coach as well.
Yeah.
And it resonates throughout. Whenever there's an issue in the locker room, you know this so well from your time having to be in locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
When there is strife in a locker room, it plays out in the field. You know this, Amy, better than anybody.
And I will share this with you because we're talking about the wide receiver issue in Buffalo. We see what's going on in Philadelphia. I'm telling you, throughout my career, if I wanted to be not diplomatic, I'd use the word diva. If I wanted to be diplomatic, I would say requires a bit more attention. Mm. That's the wide receiver position.
Mm. Just in general, a little bit more hands-on emotionally.
That's actually much more diplomatic than the way I said it. A little more hands-on.
It's like kids. Like that child requires a little bit more hands-on attention.
Yeah. He's a lot. She's a lot. I mean, like it really is. There's a code for it. Is there any question in your mind that he's the MVP?
No. And I really wanted it to be Saquon.
Me too.
I did. The story's so great, and he's such a good person, and just the when you write this season, I always think about how would I describe this season to someone in 5 years, and I think about what would be a really cool story to tell. And Saquon it's always going to be a cool story. This one would be very simply, the Chiefs were a weird team, and we'll see what they do with that. Saquon did this ridiculously petty thing, even though he's like the least petty person on the planet. And he went to the Philadelphia Eagles, and now he looks like he's also playing with such joy. But it has become Josh Allen, undoubtedly, to me. And I don't know. I always think about when the actual voting happens. Like, I'm sure some people can send their ballot in now, or it cuts off at the end of the season. But it's so crazy to me that, God forbid, the Bills trip up in the first weekend, and they have some sickeningly heartbreaking playoff end. And he has to be standing up there in a tuxedo at honors, getting an MVP for a season that was just totally unfulfilled. I hate the fact that it's not voted on until later. But it is. So for right now, it is Josh Allen, but I really wanted it to be Saquon.
You know, you mentioned Saquon. The thing that stood out, and Susie and I have discussed that, when he was offered the ability to go back into the game and break a record, and he said, no, let's let the other guys play. Yeah. I mean, I get goosebumps to this. I just gave myself goosebumps thinking about that. That's a teammate.
And that and Grant Calcaterra, who had his first touchdown the other day, and he was like, that was your first one? Where's the ball? Like, he was advocating to find it. They got it. What a cool guy.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light bike fixed or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to Josh before we move on.
Yeah.
No, only, sorry, I'm just kind of like still thinking about him. The other thing I keep thinking about is, at what point will they take him out of the games? At what point will he stop running? Mm. I mean, there was a moment late in the game I thought, like, you know what, maybe don't run. Because you just, you get nervous about injuries this time of year.
That's a great point.
And that's the other thing I was thinking, you know, look, Saquon had the least amount of yards, I believe, this past week in running, and mm-hmm. that was just the nature of the game. I start to think about the playoffs, and I start to look ahead, and I start to think, I just don't want that player hurt. I almost thought in this game, Josh Allen has done everything he could. The game was safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's a lovely, nice cape to wear on the sidelines yep. that's protected from the cold. Like, mm-hmm. get him off.
It's a really smart point. A really smart point, because all it takes is one play and you lose him for mm-hmm. the playoffs.
Yep. Well, I always think, too, like, we just did the math. The Chiefs, if they win two, no matter what, they've locked in the home playoff. So, like, week 18, just no matter what, it does not matter. Do you just keep him out? Because if you don't buy yourself a bye by winning into it, you got to create a bye maybe for him, just like to protect him against his own self.
And we saw what happened yesterday to Patrick Mahomes. And we don't know the extent of that, but it's the point you two make is a great point.
Look at you with the fantastic segue, Amy Trask.
Kind of proud.
She's a television pro.
TV girl. Mm-hmm. Kind of proud. You're teaching mm-hmm. me well.
I'm just saying, like, the.
Is this a proud moment?
That's a tease. Where are we going next in this conversation?
I'm feeling really good about that. I'm going to share with you. Sorry, you guys. Sometimes you just have to take a moment and you watch your children grow. Then they fly, eagles fly. Anyway.
You're coachable.
She's so coachable.
I am at this point of my life.
Good.
Not always the case. Before. You know, we were talking earlier about those kids that were the, you know, what did you say?
The problem kid. Yeah, you were the kid in first grade and your mom got the phone
Kindergarten. Kindergarten. It started then.
Mm.
All right, high ankle sprain. It's our favorite sideline report, right? Mm-hmm.
or as you call it when you're with a team, the dread high ankle sprain.
All right, Mike, down here, Patrick Mahomes, yet another dreaded high ankle sprain. Mike has been helped to the blue tent. I will report back as soon as I have any more information. Mike?
Yeah, the worst.
Go right it's back to work.
When I was on the SEC, Tua Tagovailoa had a high ankle sprain. It was early October he suffered it, and then he had the tightrope procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 5.5 days of my life memorizing what a tightrope procedure is. And the beautiful irony of it all is, I won't even name the companies. My husband works for a medical device company. The competitor to his medical device company does the tightrope.
Oh.
So I'm up there doing a commercial for this company that does not sign his paychecks on CBS, and I'm explaining how they take the bones and they put the thread through and they screw it all together, and then Tua was out there 5 weeks later. So I cannot think of a high ankle sprain without thinking of the tightrope and how quickly you can come back from it.
Oh yeah, totally.
It is just like in my brain.
The difference in our careers, you're researching tightrope procedures. I was just recalling with someone yesterday.
You're walking on one.
I was researching purple drank.
What is purple drink?
It's actually a very sad story. One of our players was involved with that, but I just remember my husband walking home and leaning over me. I was in front of the computer, and he leans over to give me a kiss and looks at the screen and says, "What are you doing?" I'm Googling, "What is purple drink?"
Oh,
and I'm calling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is
I'm your girl
how times
if you need to
changed.
Know. Yeah, I'm your girl if you need to know about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what you just said is so important, that looking at the Chiefs and what they have to win and what they don't have to do, and the question will be, what will they do with him? Obviously, he won a Super Bowl with a high ankle sprain, but I just feel like the more often, and you know this better than anyone, and Amy, you know this because you live it, but I will say to anybody out there listening and watching, over here, where would you like? Anyway, I'm going to go here. The high ankle sprain just gets worse and worse every time you do it. It's just the ligaments get looser and looser, and it's harder to put them back without having them surgically repaired. And it'll be interesting to see how much they use him. And can they sit him? And can they sit him out? And what will they do I'm always wondering about that. Like, if you're looking at this schedule and you're like, okay, I can afford a loss here. Like, clearly no one's offered me a head coaching job and I don't really plan on taking one anytime soon.
I bet you could do it though.
I probably could.
Yes, she could.
And I would hire great assistants. But like, let's take a, for anybody out there watching on YouTube, let's take a peek at the schedule.
Could I be your defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying I may not pay that well, but I might have to pocket most of it myself.
Okay.
But whatever.
I'll be your wide receivers coach since I can
parent. Deal with the divas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. To get parent. I mean, so let's look. I mean, here's the question, but where? I mean,
well, the elephant in the room is the poster treatment of the next two games that the Chiefs have received. The Chiefs played on Amazon Black Friday game. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs will play on a Saturday Peacock special.
Ugly.
And the Chiefs will play on a Wednesday Netflix Christmas Day game. This is the most marketable team in the NFL. They want to give that quarterback the poster treatment. And I cannot imagine the blood pressure of some people that probably really want Patrick Mahomes to be playing in those games on those streaming services. That is just the nature of the beast. You rely on seeing the stars. That's who you want to see play.
Can you imagine Ted Sarandos? You tell him that day, with all due respect, we're feeling pretty good about the playoffs. Yeah. We're going to rest the franchise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not great. So, not that Chiefs should care about that. It's not
that's
their problem.
Exactly where I was that's going with this.
Problem,
that's not what Andy Reid should be
thinking. Side of this always that really? I always want to think about.
Really?
And I have to remind myself of it because the football side doesn't want him to play. I don't want him to play the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you're nothing. This Chiefs team is nothing without him.
It's so true. And for any of you out there who, this camera thing is killing me today. Anybody out there who is a regular taker-inner of what the football, that's a word, by the way. I learned that at Columbia.
Taker-inner. I use that a lot.
Rich always likes to say, there's an expression he has about taking in podcasts. I'll remember it probably on the flight to New York. But anyway, for those of you who are with us all the time, Andrew Whitworth was on last week, and he talked at length about the injuries that they have on their O-line. And now is not the time that you want to see a quarterback, as you said, the poster child of quarterbacks, playing with a line that can't quite protect him the way he wants to be protected.
Right. Because every time he goes down now, you're just going to watch to see if he got folded up like a paperclip and how he stands up. I'm not going to speak for all defensive linemen, but they seem to be a breed that, like, if they know that something's bothering you, they tend to want to paperclip you a little bit more.
Well, because they know you're a little slower to move. Yes. They know they can get there more quickly, even if there's no malintent.
Yes.
They know, okay, he's not as mobile. We can get to him more
exactly.
quickly.
Right. So I would be stressed if I were the Chiefs. It's just such an odd team this year. They've won, which has been great. Their story in and of itself is ridiculous and remarkable just with the kicking and the Travis Kelce and everything, the star power. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes right now. That's a very stressful scenario because with this type of team, how badly do you crave home field advantage? In the playoffs?
Well, you know, Bills. Yeah, exactly. So they would hold the tiebreaker there, but maybe they play the next two games and then they let them sit against Denver. And then that gets your marquee.
Right.
I'd be sweating right now. Mm-hmm. I would be sweating, staring at him, thinking, how's that feeling? Again, he's played with it before. Mm-hmm. The training staff is just legendary,
yes.
And they'll have him ready. There's a woman there that actually runs their training staff, and she does an incredible job. I'm spacing on her name. I'll remember it. And like, I'm probably on the plane when I forget or remember the word that Rich came up with. But
and, you know, your point as to, of course, you want home field advantage. Yeah. You want it. You don't want to go back to Buffalo. And every time I think about that, I stop myself. And this doesn't change my mind. Mm-hmm. But they did go into Baltimore last year and win on the road in Baltimore. Now, I'm a big believer in home field advantage, and I think they want it and need it. And you don't want to go back to Buffalo. Believe me, I've been to Buffalo in January. Mm. We lost a game, two games, in Buffalo in January. We lost one by 51-3. You don't want to go to Buffalo in January.
Did your guys have like an absolute attack going into Buffalo just because of the weather and all that? Like how the weather was hard.
The weather was hard.
Yeah.
The distance, not the distance so much. It was really the weather. Mm. And Buffalo has a phenomenal home field advantage. Susie, something I think you know you'll love about Buffalo. Every single time the Bills score a touchdown at home, the Beans make a contribution to Animal Rescue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Every Bills touchdown in Buffalo, they pay for the adoption of a dog or a cat, whatever someone wants to adopt and they can't afford. They even said sometimes it's like a turtle or a rooster, but they always pay the adoption fee.
This turtle brought to you by the Bean family.
Right.
It's great.
But look, the Chiefs did go into Baltimore and went on the road in the playoffs.
Julie Freimeier is her name.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I hate it when I don't think of a name and I feel like I want to give her due.
She was the one taping up his ankle the other day. We saw her.
Yep. She's incredible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'll be a fascinating line to watch. At the same time, with injuries, we're seeing Detroit just get decimated on defense.
That David Montgomery thing, that flew wildly under the radar during the broadcast, right? I know Tracy Wilson just tweeted that she saw it happen right in front of her, but I was like, how did we not? How are we? We would have been obsessing about this all morning. This is sick. I feel terribly for them. Didn't he shred his MCL?
Yeah, the knee injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Yes.
It's heartbreaking to watch. I'm so annoyed for her. It's like, that's, you know, like, how do we not know that?
My understanding was they did not know the severity of the injury until well after the game.
Right.
There was no indication because you can injure yourself during a game and you don't always know until after the game the extent of the injury.
And as we tape this on a Monday, they just announced that he's out for the season.
I don't know how much more they can take. It's a lot.
A team that looked like it was so destined.
Yeah.
You know, they're destined for the Super Bowl.
Well, two weeks ago when they beat Green Bay, they controlled the ball for over 60% of the time of possession. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going to have to do. The best thing that offense can do to help its defense is keep the defense off the field.
Yep.
I mean, watching them and then just watching that coach and the gutsy way he makes calls, although he called one of his I think he would have liked to have taken that kick back. But watching this team get decimated, it's really been heartbreaking to see a team basically fall on its own sword as the playoffs are approaching.
They play so tough and physical, but that it's like sharpening your own pencil too much. Like the end of the point is very, very sensitive.
And you know what I find
impact.
Myself thinking is, are there any players that have retired of late, not subject to waivers or claims by, is there anyone they can add? And I haven't come up with any names.
At which, at running back or
position? No. Any defensive position. DL, corner, defensive line, corner. I mean, they might want to look around and see if there's
At this point, you'd be sitting there scouring and thinking like, you know, talking to your personnel people saying, who can we possibly pull up? But, you know, that's the thing. And then we talked about it earlier. It's about team chemistry and it's about who do you feel comfortable playing with? And oftentimes you can bring in people from the practice squad. That's the best you can do.
And they should scour other people's practice squads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scour 31 other team practice squads.
Because when you do that, when you pluck from the practice squad, that's just like free and clear. You get to, and then you have to activate them though within a certain amount of time. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned, and way more sales have happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
What are we not talking about that you think is a storyline that should be discussed more?
Well, at this point in the season, I just saw some of the Bills guys were here when they played in LA a couple weeks back, and we were just talking about some of the openings, because the ugly truth of the season was Rich and I were in London and Germany, and the Jets and the Giants, I was on both of their sidelines. It's just been so brutal in New York. I think it'd be low-hanging fruit to talk about the potential openings in New York and the actual opening that's in New York. But I don't like doing that at this juncture of the season. There's too much good to talk about. The Minnesota native in me would like to talk about the Minnesota
Vikings. Well, I was going to ask you about the Vikings since they do play on this Monday night.
On this Monday night.
And are involved with that little tiebreaker with the Lions. So what are you expecting? I mean, how do you feel about where they are?
Wait, I saw you do that thing.
The horn.
I thought, yeah, with the horn. I saw you do that thing. Yes. That was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. It was it was nerve-wracking because I'm not normally fan-like. I don't, like, you kind of train yourself out of that over the years in our careers. But there was, like, so many people in my life that are Vikings fans that I essentially was like, I'm just going to lose my mind for them. My dad and my husband and my father-in-law and, like, all those people. And, like, it was an awesome night.
And that was a very technical term I used. I saw you do that thing.
Do that thing. Sound the Gjallarhorn.
I never knew what it was called.
Yeah, the Gjallarhorn. Gjallarhorn. GJ. I think it's wonderful what they've done. It still makes me nervous about what is ahead for them, just because Sam Darnold is playing great, but it's like the question of, is this Kevin O'Connell propping up a quarterback, or is this truly an untapped Sam Darnold that three other teams couldn't get out of him up until this point? Defense playing out of their minds, but they still, if they went out, that means that they're beating a Lions team, which now after last night, I think it looks like they could do. But what do you look like when you hit the postseason? I actually like the fact that their run game has kind of just balanced out for a week or two. Like, I think I could see Aaron Jones having a resurgence here. But it's a high stress environment and I'm sure people feel like this in Detroit and Buffalo and markets that just haven't had January success the way that many teams want to. But there is something about the Vikings and their history that one of these, like tonight, very easily that it could be dropped. And all of a sudden they're like, of course, that's what happens. So it would be sad. It would not be surprising because of history. But I think Kevin O'Connell is the coach of the year.
Wow.
I do think that.
How come?
Because of the Sam Darnold situation, having the confidence in your third year to move on from what easily could have been a franchise quarterback. I mean, there is no one more polarizing, weirdly, than Kirk Cousins league. It's shocking to me. But Kevin O'Connell stood up and decided, like, I'm going to move on. I know what I can do, and I know what I need, and this is not it. And now that what we're seeing this year in Atlanta is pretty cool.
So let me ask you this. As a Vikings fan, don't you want to see what JJ can do?
I do, but in due time. I mean, Jordan Love, you don't have to look very far than to see, like, we can wait. You can wait. And J.J. McCarthy was amazing. I married a Michigan man, by the way. So, okay. Like, I get it. I get what that means for Michigan, what he meant for that program. His life and the lives of our children. Mm-hmm. But we can, J.J. can, it's okay. He can wait.
And look, I will just insert, I'm the only one sitting here who's not married to a Michigan man.
I will say this as well, is that, you know, Amy and I have talked about this at length. There's something to be said for having that time with a quarterback who's willing to teach. And I appreciate that a lot of these owners want to see what they have and get their money's worth fast, and they worry about the rookie contract, et cetera. I my heart broke for JJ when he got hurt as a Michigan guy and just as a human being. But I do think there's something to be said about learning from the bench and taking your reps. You know, not everyone's going to have the Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre issues.
Right.
there are plenty of quarterbacks who are unselfish, who are willing to teach. And I really do believe that that could have been, it could have been Kirk Cousins. I mean, who knows? But it'll be interesting to see if Sam gets paid. He gets, he's getting closer and closer to the contract of his dreams. But
well, that's where my brain went next. And I'm actually wondering if that's what you were going to say. Because what contract does Sam Darnold warrant now?
That's actually not exactly where it was going. So take that away, and then I'll make another point about
that was
sitting
all.
A player.
What does Sam Darnold demand now? What has he played himself into that you're not going to sign him to a 3-year deal? Because then that lines up awkwardly with the end of, you have to do, like, is it a 2-year deal? I think he's warranted more like a longer term deal than that. But he also has played in enough places that he probably know what's a good fit for him, and maybe he would take a certain deal to stay in Minnesota.
And you both raise great points that point to where I was going, which is a current collective bargaining agreement. You mentioned players mentoring other quarterbacks. Well, what about in Kansas City when Smith mentored Mahomes? He could have taken a different approach, but he knew that Mahomes was their future, and he did everything he could during their overlapping time to help him. And now we talk about the Darnold contract. What do they do with McCarthy? The fact is, when the current CBA, which is now the umpteenth iteration of the one that we put in, I think it was roughly 2011 or so, teams no longer have the luxury of sitting quarterbacks as long as they could. Mm. You saw Favre sit behind. You saw Aaron Rodgers sit behind Favre. You've seen other quarterbacks sit for longer. Under the current CBA and free agency and the salary cap, you can't do that as much anymore.
And Jordan Love behind Rodgers.
There you go.
I mean, so.
Is it the rookie deals are the 4-year deals, right? Are they 5? Four with an option.
Yeah, it depends on where you're drafting and positioning. Yeah. And
right.
I'll throw this out there, too, for another one to chew on. And again, this, I like to give credit, Minnesota Vikings on SI. Over the past 4 weeks, Darnold has completed 68% of his passes for an average of 289 yards per game with 11 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. Pro Football ranking him as the best quarterback in the NFL since the win over Jacksonville, a hair above MVP favorite Josh Allen.
Wow.
I mean, you raise a great point, Jamie, about what kind of contract does he want? What kind of contract can you give him? I know if I'm the Vikings, I try to keep him.
Yeah.
Because any quarterback is a play away from an injury.
Yeah.
I try to keep him. And the question, you know, he may decide he'll take less money to stay in Minnesota than to go somewhere else.
Yep.
He's obviously found a very good synergy with the coach, with the team that didn't exist at his other stops.
And you can go a lot of other places, but those places don't have Justin Jefferson, and they don't have Jordan Addison, and they don't have the tight ends of TJ Hawkinson. And
or that head coach.
Or that head coach. And they're really good offensive line. It's a really good team. I don't know why. And I did it myself. I did not put them in the playoffs in September. I was so stricken by the J.J. McCarthy injury that I had him in August 1st. He gets hurt August 4th or 5th. And then I was just like, bummer. All right. When J.J. comes back, like, maybe it's the Sam Darnold thing. But I was so blinded by that event that I could not have like a good inspection of the rest of the team. And shame on me, because when I worked with Jason McCourty, he had played for Brian Flores and was really close to Brian Flores. And he's like, just give Flo 3 years to get his guys in, and then they can play that type of defense. And here we go. You're three with Brian Flores.
So like, what's
the defense is remarkable.
What's the Viking fan in you believe?
I'm not prepared to say that out loud.
Well, you're concerned about a jinx?
No, I'm not even that jaded. Like, I'm not even that old. My earliest heartbreaking Vikings memory is the shanked kick, Gary Anderson kick against the Saints. Like, the first time I actively cried due to heartbreak, and I think I was like 10. And there are years before that that, like, my dad could speak to of just like, so I think it would be unrealistic to be like, we'll see you in New Orleans. Purple and gold looks great in New Orleans. That's not it. Because the Lions are great, but my God, the Eagles. And the Vikings do not have a good history of going to Philadelphia and trying to survive the NFC. So I don't know. I'm just enjoying it while it's existing.
You know, I think everything's weather related, right? I think if you're a dome and you go play outside and it's freezing and it's raining and it's snowing, it's miserable.
Yeah, totally. And the Eagles look so good.
The Eagles look so good. They just look really great.
Yep. Yep.
So we're anointing the Eagles. Is it Eagles, Bills? What do we think, ladies?
My September 1st pick was Ravens Packers.
Interesting.
I'm not saying that can't happen. I'm just saying it would be even be hard for the Ravens to go to Buffalo. Eagles Bills, just from like a fan perspective, in New Orleans, that's like a 12 on the Richter scale of like fandom. Those populations.
Look, she's
of
in
fans.
California now. She's using Richter scale as someone who lives in.
If I were in Florida, I'd be like, cat, whatever hurricane. No, it's like the Richter scale of like crazy fans between Buffalo and Philadelphia in New Orleans. Woo, look out.
So this is, I guess, a good idea of playing. Like, do you think? All right. So do you think the Bills can make it there? Do you think that the Chiefs' role ends?
Yes.
Do you think the Rams are going to keep going?
Yes. I think Sean McVay is very good at playing spoiler. I don't think they can go all the way. I just think he's very good at playing spoiler.
I love the combination of these young guys who are excited. They really don't know what lies ahead. And a guy like Matthew Stafford, who looks like he could be an extra on Yellowstone. And I love the idea of like this grizzled veteran coming on and these young guys who have no idea how hard this is. Well,
and
McVay just being the ultimate let's go guy.
And to the Rams' credit, wow, the job they did drafting on the defensive line. They knew that Aaron Donald was coming to the end of his career by his choice. Mm-hmm. He was going to be leaving. And Jared Verse was the guy that I named at the very, very, very beginning of the season as defensive rookie of the year. And they didn't say F them picks this year, and they picked very wisely.
That must feel good.
Somebody asked me this week if Aaron Donald will come out of retirement and go play again. I was like, oh, thanks.
I think he's past the date this year where he can do that. I think I don't have the date exactly right. Oh, he can do it again in the future, but in terms of playing this season, I think he's missed the opportunity
to
do that.
Some kind of paperwork or something to make yourself available.
That'd be so fun, though, wouldn't it?
It might be ridiculous.
I mean,
he's changed. His whole body composition has changed, though. Like, I don't know if he would be able to get back that fast.
Yeah, me and Aaron Donald, same. Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny. We saw him a couple weeks ago at a basketball game. He's still a Mack truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, like, there's something. And by the way, Whitworth looks like he could go, like, get in any minute, which is kind of funny. Like, he looks like he could put on, like, a skeleton.
And he acknowledged that.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Hey, thank you so much. This is it. It's fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Isn't this like easy?
This is
a
joy.
Very
will you
easy
come back?
List.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Okay, good.
All right, we'll see you next week.
When we started this, and I was like, I'll take your chair. I was like, I shouldn't have said that right off the top.
I did that to. I had that interaction with Mooch coming back from an NFL owners meeting. It might have been the first time Mooch was at one, or the first time we intersected. We get back on the plane to fly back to California, and I get on the plane. I'm like, you're in my seat.
Oh.
Like Mooch took my seat.
Oh.
I'm like, you're in my seat.
I thought you were going to say, hold my beer. That's your favorite expression.
Hold my beer.
Do you say that to people? Literally and figuratively?
No, she doesn't drink. She gets wasted.
Oh, I usually drink beer.
You do?
Oh, I love.
Let's go. Yes.
I've shared this. My nickname
don't
in college.
Start. Because she's
don't,
a beer.
Don't. I know. My nickname in college was One Beer.
Okay.
And unless we get a beer sponsor, are you listening to me, prospective beer sponsors? You can sponsor What the Football, and then I will mention your beer on air. But if you're not sponsoring us, we're not mentioning your name.
Then I will be back when the beer sponsor rolls in.
You hear that? Okay, we got to get a beer sponsor now.
Look.
What, do you have beef with the beer sponsor?
No. As long as they're paying monthly, I don't care. Who sponsors it?
And that's what Susie's point was. I will never, ever, ever let someone say on air the name of a business that's not paying us.
That's it.
Because if you ain't paying us, we're not saying your name.
That's a great principle.
Yeah. And see, I'll hawk us out. I'll prostitute us out. To say, like, you know, like, oh, let me put this lovely container here. And by the way, if you want to call us afterwards, we can work out a little
deal.
We
need a beer sponsor.
I fall more on your scale where I'm like, I'm gonna kill him with kindness.
That's right.
And be like, look what I can do for you. And then other people are like, why are you doing that? That's just free business for them.
They're getting it for free. You do not get us for free. No. If you want to sponsor us, give us a jingle and we will promote the F out of your beer.
The last time I tried a beer was in 2002 in a car on the way to the airport during the NBA finals. And Craig Sager said, here. And he had given me, like, you know, that piss warm beer that they have downstairs, like for the, you know, the reporters, when the teams, I think we were. I think it may have been a Timberwolves game. Mm. So it must have been a playoffs.
KG.
And just trying to be cool, because it was Craig Sager, and he was so awesome. I took a sip. I almost threw up in the car. I hate beer so much.
Well, don't say that. Now we're not going to get a beer sponsor. Oh my gosh. I like beer, so okay.
I hate beer so much that I was like, I will throw up all over Craig Sager, and he was wearing one of his crazy outfits. I don't want to ruin his crazy outfit.
You know what, though? There are certain companies, since I'm going to follow your rules, is your
yeah,
show.
Don't name them.
There are certain companies that do produce both beers and
wine coolers.
And wine coolers. Oh,
there
and
you
stuff.
Go. That's like, how we need them.
It is the girliest possible drink. I'm not having a wine cooler.
What do you like to drink?
I drink tequila.
Oh. They do that too.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Now, if there's a tequila person out there,
yes.
Just letting you know, I like it with a big ice cube. I mm-hmm. like it with muddled mint and lime, and it's spectacular.
Never had it with the mint.
There's your little Christmas gift from us. Well, here's what to drink when you come back on With the Football. Done. All right, you're coming back on.
Okay,
this
great.
Is great. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God.
Congratulations
anytime.
On everything.
Oh, thanks so much. We love having you.
Thanks.
All right, before we go here, let's talk about really quickly Mark Davis saying that Tom Brady will have a lot of say on their next quarterback. God, I wonder about their next coach, but what are you thinking?
I think he's going to have a lot of say on a lot more than simply the quarterback role. He's obviously tremendously well qualified to speak to the quarterback role. I think he's going to have a lot to say, and I think he'll have a lot of input on a lot of topics, and I think he is going to be part of a succession plan. And for those people who continue to assert that I should hold ill will against Tom Brady because of the Tuck game, I do not hold any ill will against Tom Brady. Tom Brady did exactly what every fan wants the quarterback of his or her team to do in that situation.
What do you mean succession plan?
Look, this is a longer discussion and maybe we want to dive into it at some point, but I believe Tom is a significant role, significant presence in the Raider organization for quite a while to come.
Ooh, that's so fascinating. We will unpack that, but I think that's a really nice Christmas gift for a lot of the Raiders fans out there. I would add this, if you are thinking about a Christmas gift this holiday season, may I please suggest dog rescue? In my case, dog rescue. In Amy's, it is
Animal rescue.
A great gift to give this year is to save the life of a shelter pet. I would ask you so kindly to adopt, not shop, and think about making that donation for a dog or cat or animal of any kind in need.
And remember that not only can and should we rescue them, they rescue us.
Absolutely. Our thanks to Jamie Ertl for coming in. Our thanks to the entire staff of What the Football, Don Bowie, who is our fearless leader week after week. And I want to thank all of you for taking in this podcast and absorbing it and watching it on YouTube, downloading wherever you do. That is your holiday gift to us. So thank you so very much as we say goodbye until after Christmas and after Hanukkah. I wish you all a very happy holiday season. Thank you so much.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.